The Isle of Thanet lies on the northeastern edge of Kent, where a narrow channel once severed it from the mainland. Over the centuries, it has been where saints, crusaders, and adventurers first set foot in Britain. More recently, it has become better known as a place of deprivation and as an electoral bastion for the nationalist right. In 2015, Thanet District Council became the first in the country to fall under the control of UKIP, and in that same year, Nigel Farage came close to winning the South Thanet parliamentary seat. He was narrowly beaten by McKinley, himself a former UKIP leader who later defected to the Conservatives. Today, it is also a microcosm of the climate culture wars, thanks to a fierce tussle over the fate of Manston Airport, a former RAF base that played a pivotal role in the Battle of Britain. Manston went on to cater for commercial passengers, but by the early 2010s it was losing up to £10,000 a day, and the airport finally shut its doors in 2014. Since then, the mammoth site has been variously earmarked for housing, a manufacturing site, and even a film studio. It was not beyond the realms of possibility that the next James Bond production could be shot in Thanet, insisted the airport's then owners in 2015. What some in Thanet really yearned for, though, was a functioning airport once again. Manston is part of every local person's DNA, said Martin Sutton, an aviation engineer who was based at the airport for many years. It was a community and a massive asset to the area. In 2019, that dream took a step closer to reality when the site was acquired by River Oak Strategic Partners, RSP, a group of international investors ultimately controlled by an offshore company headquartered in the British Virgin Islands. RSP announced plans to spend £300 million transforming Manston into a global air freight hub, one which delivers economic prosperity and employment across Kent and protects a strategic aviation resource for the nation. Craig McKinley, along with Thanet's other Conservative MP, Roger Gale, welcomed the development wholeheartedly. But others in the area felt differently.